Hello, everybody, and welcome back to On a Side Note. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy, and today's episode is an interesting one.
We are going to be talking about all of the things that I have seen on TikTok that have interested me, and I want to get Amy's opinion on, basically.
Yeah, and we want to hear your opinion in the comments on Instagram.
Okay, so some of these are a little bit old, but that's okay. The first one I have is lobster controversy is what I wrote down. And so basically I was getting these videos on TikTok, which were about basically, maybe I should have done some research. Just as, like, a headline is that I have done zero research, just the things I've seen on TikTok. So that's
the research, TikTok videos, other videos.
So feel free to correct me. Sorry about anything that I say incorrectly. But anyways, like, I think, so this guy is like, they have like a trawler boat on like the sea or whatever, so like they catch lobsters in the ocean and things like that. And so what they do, they've been posting TikToks about it, about how like they, if they're like females that are like breedable and stuff like that, or that have eggs on them, they like, they give them a notch on their tail and then they release them, kind of thing, you know, so that they can help breed more lobsters, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a good thing to do. But anyway, so that's kind of what they do. And they show like them, they have crabs that they'll like pick barnacles off of, kind of thing. So people like that, to see them like squish the stuff that's on the crabs and stuff, and then they'll like throw them back into the ocean. So basically that's what they do. They like capture these seafood things, and a lot of times, and most of the ones I've seen are just like them releasing them, but I imagine they catch, you know, and keep some, because how else? But anyways, and so then it was this whole thing, because basically the only guy that's on video is like the main guy, and then it kind of came out that I guess they are like, his behind the scenes like best friend is no longer going to be part of his team. And it was like this whole thing, I mean, not a whole thing, but anyways, it was because that originally he was saying, because I saw his video, his perspective of like, oh yeah, this is why I'm no longer part of that team, is that he was saying he was originally the one who came up with the idea of like, oh my gosh, we should record this and like post it on TikTok. And they posted one and it like really blew up. So then they kind of been posting it since. And so it was kind of like his idea. And that's the problem with these kinds of things, because they were like best friends. And so you don't really set up a contract when something like this happens and you start to make it your business. So then it like started to become their business and they're making money off of it and stuff like that. But then since this guy is the face of the brand, basically, he was like, you can get, he was like really cracking down on stuff. And so, sorry, this was a little while ago, so I don't have all the information fresh in my brain, but it was basically like he wanted the guy to sign a contract saying that he would only get like 10%, basically just like totally cutting him out of the whole partnership, kind of thing. And so he was like, ultimately I just decided to leave, because like, at this point, you know, for your friend to do this to you is kind of just like, he's like, I don't really want any part of this anymore. Just the fact that you like don't want to pay me any money anyways is just kind of like a shit thing to do. And he was like, I don't really need it, you know. And he was like, just our friendship is just totally in shambles. And I was like, that is so sad when you like combine your business with your friendship. Have you heard anything?
No, I haven't heard anything. I am not, I was not on this side of TikTok.
You didn't see any of those, like, lobster videos?
I saw the lobster videos, but I wasn't aware that had happened between them.
Yeah, and I was like, I didn't know anything, because, yeah, I only see that front guy, so I had actually never seen, like, the other guy, and so I was like, what is this? And then I was like, oh my god, that's so sad that all this stuff happening behind the scenes. It's just, like, it makes you really sad to think that money really does corrupt, and sometimes when you see it so blatantly, and you're like, oh man, that's so sad.
Yeah, and that reminds me of the whole sriracha thing. Did you hear about that?
No.
So very similar to where these two best friends decided to have like a partnership, right? One friend owned like a chili farm, and the other one is like the sriracha manufacturer. Like, they make like the bottles and handle everything else, but they need a source for like the chilies. And so they're like, oh, let's have a partnership, you know? And so they have been working together for like years and years. Of course, sriracha, everyone knows sriracha. And so just last year, I think, there was a shortage in sriracha, and everyone's like, oh, why is that, you know? And then some part to blame was like the droughts, but I think they said that there was like, they wanted the contract to be like renewed, like someone wanted more money. I don't remember which one, but someone wanted more money, and the other person was like, no. And so the person with the chilies was like, well, then I'm gonna make my own brand. And so the sriracha manufacturer person had to find new source of chilies. So some people have been saying like the sriracha tastes different. That's basically why they're not using like the same chilies anymore. Basically, they had this like 30-year friendship, and now they're like, never again. Because again, money. Which is so sad.
That is sad, but thank you for informing me because I did not know why there was a sriracha shortage. But now that makes sense, but also very, very sad. Oh my gosh. Also, obviously there will be tons of examples about this, but I just saw a video about this guy who was on Shark Tank a while ago. And he had this idea for like tree stands. And so he was like on the side of the farmers and he was like, yeah, and he was selling them for like $7 and his profit margin was $1. And you know, obviously the sharks are like, we need more profit, we need more money, basically. And so then Kevin O'Leary or whatever his name was like, would you consider selling them at like $12? He's like, I need a bigger profit margin so that you can like pay all these people. And he was like, why would I do $12? Like the guy, and so he was, it was so sad because like he looked so shocked that you would even ask him to charge $12. He was like, that's a huge like markup, you know? And then luckily they had one of like the guests. Sometimes they have like guest sharks. And so he was like, you know, farmers are the backbone of America. Like we really appreciate everything you do. I'm willing, I'll give you what you want. 150,000 for a 10% stake or whatever, and we'll keep them selling them at $7. And the guy like was hopeful, and so then the comments were like to see him just so utterly shocked by the first ask and then the hopefulness that he felt after. And I was like, oh, it just like is sad when you see it so upfront that like they need to make money off of these people. I try not to think about it too much because then I start freaking out. So if we ever make it big.
We should remember this video, the moment where we identified and realized that friendship is important and we shouldn't.
No, but it's just crazy because you never know until it happens, obviously, because you can shout from the rooftops until you can't say anymore that like this will never happen to us. If we get a lot of money, we'll always split it 50-50, blah 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 blah. You could say that as long as you want until the money is in your face and you're thinking, no, I want more.
50-50 all the
I don't know. But who knows? Who knows?
Imagine I'm like, that podcast episode that went viral was my idea. Therefore, I deserve 75%.
It's because also, you know so they have a podcast and her name is like Brianna Chicken Fry. Okay. She has a podcast with her like friend, and apparently she started saying that she wants to make her own podcast with like just herself, but keep the other one. So like they kind of have this other podcast with a few other people, and she's like, well, I think people want to hear what I want to. So she wants to like make her own like sub podcast with just her. And then other people are saying that they're like, do you understand that we mainly come for your friend kind of thing? Like she's the funny one.
Oh,
But
shoot.
also she's just, anyways, something is happening. I don't know a lot. I don't listen to her podcast, but I think that they're saying one of them does more of the like work. But I feel like that happens a lot of time with podcasts. They break up because someone is saying they do more work when really the other person does more work.
Well, let it be known, Haley does a lot of the work in this
I don't know.
podcast.
I was gonna say, let it be. I was like, if Amy wants 75%, I will give her
She
75%.
Haley edits all these
I was like, it's
episodes.
like I do nothing. Amy does a lot. So whatever comes down to it. I will give Amy 75%.
And I wouldn't allow it.
Anyways, that was my first thing of just sometimes it's sad to see things break down so publicly, especially.
Point one. All right. Point two. Discussion number two.
Well, we about similarly, Red Lobster closing
Oh.
all of their locations.
Sad.
To be fair, I think we went to Red Lobster once kind of recently because we had a gift card.
Oh, okay.
It's not very good.
Because I was going to say, I've never been to Red
Oh,
Lobster.
really?
So I wanted your opinion on the food that they have there. I've only seen their commercials.
Oh, yeah, same. But no, it's not good. It's interesting because Olive Garden and Red Lobster, and like, what's that one called?
Chili's.
Oh, Chili's. Oh my god, I heard some are closing. I love Chili's. If I'm about to rank them in a tier of things, like, let's list them. Okay, we got Chili's, Red Lobster, Olive Garden, and I'm trying to think of the one with the Blooming Onion, Texas Roadhouse. Is that one?
Also, Red Robin.
Red Robin. Wait, is that the one with the Blooming Onion?
I don't know.
What's the one that's like, oh, the Outback. Outback Steakhouse?
I've never been there either.
Okay. I've just seen the commercials. Okay. If I'm about to rank them, have you been to any of these?
Olive Garden.
What do you think?
I mean, it's not the best Italian food, but it's like, if there's nowhere to go for lunch and there's like Olive Garden, like, oh, okay, Olive Garden, you know, soup and salad.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did it not, because did you go to Soup Plantation?
Yeah, I love Soup Plantation.
So where else do you get soup?
Yeah.
Like, I feel the people I've talked to who liked Soup Plantation, they don't really offer Olive Garden as a backup. Like, yeah. Where do you go to get soup now?
Like, the store. You know, like, the deli section, they also have, like, soup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a bummer. I always think about Soup Plantation. It's my Roman Empire. Soup Plantation. I'm like, oh, well, where can you go for fresh soup made from scratch every day? That's what they told you. So...
Olive Garden. But they only have like 3 soups.
I know.
So, but to be fair, I've recently started like loving Olive Garden.
Nice.
Because I've been like, yeah, their soups, there was one time, especially because it's been rainy, I think that contributes to my craving for soup because I think we went to Panera. They kind of have soup. Yeah. And that's the problem. And it's not endless soup. So, anyways. Olive Garden has started to grow on me. I like the endless soup.
I like the salad.
But if I'm to rank them, I like Chili's. I like their french fries. And then Olive Garden. And then all the other 3 suck. That's all I could say. But all I remember is that we also, because my dad used to get like gift cards. And so that's why we had all these gift cards for these places. And so we went to Outback Steakhouse. And the last time we went, honestly, the worst thing ever.
Oh my god.
The food was horrible. The service was horrible.
Oh.
And I guess it might have just been a bad day, but I was like, never again will we go here. That was not good. That was tragic. Oh. Absolutely devastating.
I'm glad I've never been.
Anyways, I do feel like a lot of places are closing.
Yeah, I was gonna say, remember there was a TGI Fridays? Like, just like,
oh my god,
just in general, like, there was TGI Fridays.
Is it no longer?
I mean, off the top of my head, I can't imagine any location.
Well, I only knew of the one that was by Knott's Berry Farm.
Mm. Is that still there?
In my head it is, but I haven't been to Knott's
in
a very long time.
Yeah.
So I think it is, unless it's kind of out of business.
I know. I thought it did, so that's why. I don't know.
Yeah, I forgot about that place.
A lot of places are closing down.
Yeah. Do you think it has to do with the $20 minimum wage? Because that seems insane. That seems insane.
When I got out of college, I didn't make $20. So I made less than that when I had a bachelor's degree.
Good times. And now she's living it big, guys. Yeah. Just want you to know.
Not that big. In this economy?
Honestly, in this economy?
Very sad.
Life is tough.
This is a very sad discussion.
I know. Let's move on.
Reality check. All right. Number 3.
Actually, I'm going to be honest. A lot of this is sad stuff. Maybe I should call this sad news.
Sad.
Because I guess if I'm going off of that, this happened a little while ago, but Taylor Swift put out those like albums about the stages of grief and which songs she thought they went in.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, oh my god, I'm so surprised, blah, blah, blah. Honestly, I have no thoughts about anything. However, I did have to look at my favorite song, which is Forever and Always,
uh-huh.
Which in my head, it's like, Forever and Always seems very, like, lovey. Oh my god, I love you forever and always.
Yeah.
And it's not a love song. So, I learned that, and I told somebody, and they said, of course not. Did you listen to lyrics? And I said, of course not. you know?
That whole thing just ran through my head just now because I was like, of course not. And then I'm like, oh, wait, Haley doesn't really listen to the lyrics. Oh, yeah, of course. So, yeah, I totally get that experience that you had.
Did you know? Like, if I told you, oh, forever and always.
Yeah, it's not a love song. Because she says, once upon a time, I believe it was a so basically.
What, yeah, tell me what this song means.
Yeah, so she said, once upon a time, she met this person, and then they said to her, we are forever and always.
Exactly.
But then, there's more to the song.
Okay.
And then they broke up with her. So that's why she's upset, because she said, you said forever and always. Oh. You liar, you.
Why is it so upbeat?
to trick you. No, because that's how she felt. She was happy. And she's telling herself she can't believe it. So it's like fake happiness.
Who's the song about?
I think Joe Jonas.
Oh, okay. Sad.
Yeah.
Also, Joe Jonas? Very interesting to me.
He's an interesting character.
I have to know.
You have to know what?
Why they broke up.
Taylor Swift and Joe Jonas?
No.
Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been reading a lot. just, you know, from the gossip magazines and stuff like that. But they said that Sophie Turner is not, like, an extrovert.
Oh, yeah.
And Joe Jonas loves, you know, he is back in the spotlight with the Jonas Brothers comeback. And so... they're always, like, going out, red carpet, all these events and all these things. And that's just, like, not the kind of life she wants to live.
Oh.
And also, I think she's from the UK, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, coming to Los Angeles was... and then living there, having to, like, move there was hard because she didn't have, like, a lot of her friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had, like, a baby, and she's, like, young. So then, like, experiencing being, like, a new mom. And then like, the environment. And blah, 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 blah. So basically, I felt like that's what people speculate. Like, that's what all added up. Mm. And she was young.
She was young. Whenever I think about that, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because she's young now.
She's young now.
She was young back then. And that seems insane. Also, did you ever follow Us the Duo?
They broke up, right?
They broke up.
I didn't follow them, but I did see that on TikTok.
I'm with you, I didn't really follow them, but I knew of them, and I knew of their, like, covers and their mashups and whatever. Apparently, he did this interview
mm-hmm.
where he was saying, like, yeah, you know, I'll always love her. I was like, oh my God. And especially because the thing that really hit me, because yeah, they have a child, right? He was like, I lost everything. You know, he lost his wife. He lost his, like, support system with his wife's family.
Mm-hmm.
And he lost his daughter because he was like, I will never be the dad who's always there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fact that you have to split your time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, that was also a very hard one because he was like, I'm always going to be the dad who I only get certain days. And it's mm-hmm. never 24/7 ever again. And I was like... oh, that's devastating because as much as...
yeah.
But I was just like, that when you have kids and you're thinking about getting divorced,
mm-hmm.
it is very interesting to me that you have to think about your kids. And some people, you know, when, for example, their spouse cheats on them
mm-hmm.
and they choose to stay with their spouse for their kid,
mm-hmm.
that's a whole nother kind of, like, strength.
Yeah.
That I didn't really ever think about because... you do have to think about someone other than yourself.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, obviously me, I'm like, why would you stay with a cheater? And
yeah.
then it's like, because you have a kid and because you want their parent to be in their life 24/7, mm-hmm. right?
That's crazy. Because now I'm, like, putting myself, like, if there was a cheater, you know, the fact that your significant other is cheating is already, like, tearing you apart. But then what if they're, like, always cheating?
Yeah.
It's not, like, a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Ugh, that would be miserable.
yeah.
That's, like, when you have a kid, everything changes because it's not about you anymore. Which is, like, crazy, I feel like, for us to think about because, for me, I'm like, the world, everything needs to be about me. And I don't want to sacrifice. but, yeah, totally. How sad.
Yeah, that was sad.
I think she's dating someone from 5 Seconds of Summer.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm like 75% sure.
Because you're not thinking of. Because I know somebody else is dating 5 Seconds of
Oh.
Summer.
Oh no.
But I mean, there's five,
This
four, three people. There's other people. So I didn't know that. But she's like old. But I guess they're old.
Oh wait. Oh, okay.
Because
Maybe
what's
it's the
her
wrong
name?
person. Maybe
You know that other duo that like went on X Factor?
Oh yeah, maybe it's that duo.
But I can't remember what her name is. But they broke up a long time ago and now she's dating this guy.
Maybe that is the
But I
person.
believe
But
you as well.
they are like similar. Maybe that's why I'm getting them confused.
Yeah.
The two duos.
I mean, I believe you. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Well, now I'm thinking I'm wrong.
I'm
Because I'm
just.
like, oh, they are the same.
Alex.
Alex and Sierra.
Oh, yeah.
Is she dating?
Yeah, she's dating someone from 5 Seconds of
Okay, then
Summer.
it
Or
must be
she
her.
was.
Oh. Someone out there who's super in tune with pop culture is like, what the heck? These girls are just spouting nonsense.
I'm like, we could both be right.
Or both
Both
be wrong.
both of these girls could be dating someone from 5 Seconds of Summer, but I could have. So I'm like, everything is just a passing thought. I
Yeah.
see it and I think, oh, interesting. And then I literally spread the misinformation to
Yeah,
everybody
me too.
that
Don't trust anything I
I
say.
know. Anyways.
Forever and Always is not a
Oh,
love song.
and that was the other thing, Jen Im. And her boy, do you know Jen Im?
No, I
She was
don't know
like
Jen Im.
a YouTuber.
They
She broke
broke up.
up. Yeah.
I didn't know her, so not as impactful.
That's right. Okay. Did you look at the five albums or playlists? And did anything surprise you? Did you?
I didn't look at them. But on the note of Taylor Swift, I have something to talk to you
Oh,
about.
perfect.
Do you know the beef between Taylor Swift and Billie
No,
Eilish?
explain it to me.
Okay. So basically, Billie Eilish released her new album, and before the album release, Taylor Swift had released special editions of her like Tortured Poets department so more people would buy it, and then that would keep Billie Eilish from releasing at number one.
Oh.
So Taylor Swift would stay reigning at number one. And then I'm not sure the exact timeline, but there was an interview either like right before or like afterwards where Billie Eilish was saying like, oh, there's these artists out there that just sell so many like vinyls and so many albums, like the same album but different versions of it, and it's like affecting like the environment. Like you don't think about the effects of that. And so basically she was like bashing, and people think she was like bashing Taylor Swift because Taylor Swift does sell a lot of versions of her album. And so in response to that, people believe in response to that, Taylor Swift released a version of Fortnite with some Swedish DJ, and if you look up that Swedish DJ, his Wikipedia says that he donates to the environment. So like it's people are saying like, oh, is she like kind of like responding like, oh, I support the environment by collaborating with this DJ who supports the environment
Oh.
kind of thing. And so that's basically what I got out of it.
Okay. What do you think?
Okay. I think it's true. Having a lot of versions of something, like a mill, like so many versions of something, like obviously has an impact on the environment, creating all of those. But it sells. And Taylor Swift is like a billionaire for a reason. She knows how to market herself. She has the fan base. If people like weren't buying it, like that makes sense. Like, why would you just keep pushing things that people aren't buying? But people are like making them go out, sell out. So I understand, but it kind of sucks. But why would she stop?
Yeah, I mean, I do have a problem with Taylor Swift, but I also just have a problem with capitalism in general.
Yeah.
So that's more my beef. Because you make a very good point. Why stop? And the answer should be because you care about me.
Yeah.
because of other reasons.
Yeah.
That's, I'm just like, yeah, this is why sometimes I think people who are billionaires and millionaires, you don't get there without exploiting other people.
Yeah.
And so you make a very good point that people are buying them. So obviously there is a market for it.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? That sucks.
Yeah. It just is. It is what it is at this point.
Mm-hmm. Bummer. I watched a TikTok where someone was just venting about billionaires and also like influencers and celebrities who are really rich, saying, yeah, they donate and they give, but are they giving as much as they could? Right? And it's kind of sad because like they have that amount of money, like they could do so much, but sometimes they just do like the bare minimum.
My other thing is that, you know how like she released that movie for mm-hmm. and you could watch it for $19.89?
Yeah.
And we were saying you could have sold it for like 89 cents.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. Like $19.89 is a lot of money it to is. Be spending for a movie that we can only watch like once or whatever the time period, 3 days, whatever it was. Seems absurd. And the fact that she's like, ha ha ha, $19.89. And I was like, you could have done like $13.13.
Yeah.
Like something less than $20. And it's just like, I get it. A lot of times it just seems like she just cares about money.
Yeah.
And it is true that as a billionaire, you could definitely be putting your money into other things. But you don't stay a billionaire. You don't stay a millionaire mm-hmm. by giving away your money to all yeah. these people is the other thing. So yeah. you get there one way and you stay that way the same way.
Yeah.
You know, so and ultimately it is like my brother always says, he's like, you know how a lot of people say millionaires, like there shouldn't be millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that to an extent, but I also do believe that people who, for example, created something, you know, and then they're getting all this money off of that, like that's fair to them mm-hmm. to become millionaires and billionaires off of whatever they've created
mm-hmm.
or whatever their skill sets are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. However, I do think we all have a responsibility to other people and to the environment.
I like that. I agree. I agree with that completely. We do have a responsibility to the environment and our society and the world.
Yeah. And that's why, oh my god. Because this is why I'm like, I really have to not think about the state that the world is in so much. But also just like, you know, especially right now, getting a lot of like Palestine videos and things like that. And just like donating your money to people who need it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do feel like a lot of people who are seeing it are people who necessarily can't afford a lot to donate.
Yeah.
And so it is what it is. And so you donate what you can and like you can, you help who you can and that kind of things. But sometimes it is just frustrating when you know that there's people who have more like resources than you who are doing nothing and who don't care.
Yeah.
So, but also I saw this thing that was like, people didn't like, they were saying we're in World War III right now.
Mm-hmm.
That like when World War II was happening, nobody like called it World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Until later. And I was like, oh my god, I didn't even think about that. I'm an idiot. But I was like, it is true.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh god.
Yeah. So much is happening in the world right now. I feel like being in the United States, it's like, oh wow, we do have like the luxury to be able to not think about it.
Yeah.
But the people who are there, or even like neighboring, like it's really sad that like that's their reality.
Yeah. Yeah. Originally, when this first started happening, I was of the opinion, you know, a lot of people were coming out like, I am an influencer. What do I have to say about something like this? And I was like, oh, okay, yeah. You know, I agree. You're an influencer. You didn't sign up to be a political, like, spokesman or whatever. So whatever. But as it, like, continues to happen, and I'm seeing more videos and, like, more education on this stuff is mm-hmm. coming out and things like that. Like, I think it is your responsibility. Like, you being in the public eye and whatnot, like, sure, but for people to come out and say, oh, like, I don't feel, like, educated enough on something like this, and it's, like, fine. However, maybe you should be taking the time to, like, educate yourself, because things like this, you don't want to be somebody who in like 50 years from now, when this is actually like in history books and you're teaching people stuff in the class, we're just somebody who like stood by and was like, oh, actually, like, I didn't care enough about anything to even like look at a single article. And I'm like, it's just so in everything. How could you not possibly?
Yeah. And it goes full circle, right? Like, we have the luxury to say we don't care because it's not in our faces.
Yeah.
And props to those people who are like doing what they can to spread awareness and educate others about it. And sad how you could just like ignore something that's so devastating that's like happening in our world right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a whole nother beast in itself. Sad.
These are tough times. But anyways.
Discussion number 4.
I know. I was like, it's just like, it's such a huge topic. Anyways. The portal between New York and Dublin.
I feel like that's like a little funnier.
Yeah. Let's light the mood a little bit.
They closed that now, right?
Yeah. What was it for?
I don't know what it was for. I only saw videos of it.
Yeah. I just saw videos of people saying, why did they think this would be a good idea?
Yeah.
And I was like, it is kind of creative.
I feel like it's cute.
Yeah. However, it seems really, like, weird.
Our society is not, like, prepared for something that, like, in a way, it's like, if I saw it, I'm like, wow, you get to be connected with someone from another, like, on the other side of the world. Like, imagine people, like, 50 years ago. That's like, wow, that's wild.
Yeah.
But, of course, like, we would ruin it and be inappropriate and do, like, all the worst possible things to ruin this, like, cute idea of being connected with others.
Yeah. I wonder if anything came up while they were talking about this idea of, like, hey, maybe people would do something weird. Everybody's like, no,
everybody's an
adult. Why would they? Yeah. Kudos for them for thinking that it's possible.
Yeah. I'm also trying to think, like, so it was, like, in New York, you know? Like, if it wasn't anywhere else, it probably would you think it would have been, like, the same result? Like, people just be, like, inappropriate with it.
I mean, in my head, yeah. But where else? Because I was, like, the only other place, like, L.A.,
yeah.
And I'm not sure that's better.
I don't think so either.
So, like, where would you not? Put it? Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Especially, like, their first day of when they, like, put on a bunch of events. Like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, it's not a lot.
Yeah. Like, I'm not sure it should have been, like, what, 24/7? Yeah. But also, I was like, what is the time difference between Dublin and New York?
Yeah.
Right, like, isn't that kind of odd? I don't know. I was just, that's something that I never thought somebody would create.
Yeah, like, and props to them. Yeah. It's like something like, that's why I thought it was cute. It's like something in the movie, you know, like you portal through to teleport, right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh my god, hey.
Yeah. But also, like, if you were in New York or Dublin, would you want to wave to somebody? I think I would literally be like, why would I care?
No offense. I think I would look. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh.
Like, yeah. But like from the side or in front of it? Like, are you
on the
standing
side
in front of it?
I'm
and
on
being
the
like,
side.
Hello, everybody. I'm Amy.
We're the introverts of this. So we're on the side watching the extroverts go out there and wave and introduce themselves.
Because I'm just curious, is there not like a massive lag? Am I just not tech-savvy enough that we are up to date and there is no lag? Because even, I don't know if you're having this, but sometimes I have a problem with my phone where I'm talking to somebody on the phone and, like, it's a massive lag.
Oh. I wouldn't say massive, but it's, like, you can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, like a second? Half a second?
I'll say, like, 3 seconds.
Oh. Whoa.
That it seems like I'm cutting you off because you're, like, midway through your sentence, I thought I was just saying it.
No, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, would it not just be like, hi, everybody? And then like,
like the TVs, like on the TVs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the news stations.
Yeah, the news
exactly.
stations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
So yeah, probably. People ruin that.
And I was going to bring up Harrison Butker's speech, but I don't know. I feel like we hit.
Yeah, we hit it.
A lot of sad topics.
Yeah.
I wish I had something funnier. But I guess I only put, like, sad things.
So maybe, like, this episode is, like, sad discussion, sad serious discussion topics. And then next ones will be all the things that are funny.
Yeah, I'll have to collect things. Do you have anything? Like, let's really lighten the mood.
Yeah, we've got to end it really, like, happy, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let me just really think.
I really want to see Inside Out 2.
Oh, okay.
Did you like Inside Out?
It was okay to me. I know.
Okay, I'm not taking Amy to go see Inside Out.
But that's a good movie, though. Like, acknowledging your emotions. Hashtag emotional intelligence. The movie wasn't bad.
It was like, what didn't you like about it?
I mean, I don't think it's nothing that I didn't like. It was not memorable.
Do you not like animated movies?
I don't like animated Pixar movies. I like Up.
Okay.
I like Ratatouille.
Okay. What's, like, your favorite?
I like Tangled. It's not Pixar, but I like Tangled.
Okay.
And Moana.
Okay.
Lion King.
And you just didn't like Inside Up? Oh, Inside Out?
Yeah, I thought it was okay. I didn't not like it, so I can't agree and say, like, oh, yeah, it was bad. It was just like, eh, it was like a...
You didn't feel...
Also, you said you liked WALL-E, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
And you don't like WALL-E.
WALL-E is in line with Inside Out, where I was like, oh, yeah, it was, like, okay.
Honestly?
Like bad.
Okay. Okay, to each their own, each their own. That's fine.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's fine. You're right. Not totally life-changing. It's whatever.
I didn't say I hated it. Is it the same to you?
I mean, I would say I really like WALL-E. I don't know. It's fine. Okay. Moving on.
This is not a happy topic.
What else?
Oh, we could end it with a happy song.
I haven't. I've just been so sad.
Oh my gosh.
So all my songs are sad.
Okay, I'll give you a happy song.
Okay.
Oh, all my songs are sad too. I've been listening to... Well, is this a recommendation? It's sad. Sasha Alex Sloan's new album.
Oh,
Me Again, that's the name of the album. And I like the song Glad You Did and Cowboys Cry, but they're not happy songs. They're pretty sad. So I guess I didn't recommend a happy song, and this is just in line with the rest of our episode. Might as well just see it through.
Okay. What did you say?
I would recommend Glad You Did, Sasha Alex Sloan.
Glad You Did. Okay. Okay, so I have tickets to see Zach Bryan, and so I've been listening to his album to prepare myself, and I would say, I don't know if I've already recommended this, because I feel like I've recommended a few. So I like Tourniquet, but I'm not sure if I already recommended that one.
I don't think so.
Okay, cool.
I'm gonna add it.
Okay.
After this episode.
Okay! So, the world is ending, and these are dark days.
So, basically, this is an episode you want to listen to, not when you're too sad, because then that would just ruin the mood. You know, sometimes you just gotta let it out.
Yeah, just if you're also feeling something, and you want to know that other people are also feeling that way,
yeah,
this is a good one.
There
because
we go.
Sometimes I get really confused. When everybody seems so happy.
Our next discussion episode will be happier.
Yeah, we'll have good topics.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
See you later.
For joining us.
Bye.